From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the early days of his administration, President Bush made an unequivocal statement about racial profiling. The comment came during an address to Congress in February 2001.
Earlier today, I asked John Ashcroft, the Attorney General, to develop specific recommendations to end racial profiling. It's wrong, and we will end it in America.
After a long delay, the administration has finalized its policy on profiling, but as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, civil rights groups are not pleased. They say loopholes and exceptions in the guidelines make it unlikely the practice will end.
Civil rights groups love the first few paragraphs of the report outlining the new policy. It says things like racial profiling is not merely wrong, it's ineffective. And race-based assumptions perpetuate stereotypes that are harmful to our diverse democracy. But then there's the fine print. That's where the guidance falls apart, according to Ibrahim Hooper. He heads up a civil rights advocacy group called the Council on American-Islamic Relations.
There's an escape clause that basically says, you know, profiling's bad, except when it's done to Middle Easterners, Muslims, or Arabs.
Technically, the federal guidance policy says, in narrow instances, when national security is at stake, federal agents may use racial profiling techniques. It does not single out Middle Easterners or any other group. But Hooper says it's clear to him that when federal agents think of terrorists, the image they have in their mind is the Middle Eastern man. He says the most egregious example of race-based law enforcement was the detaining of hundreds of Middle Eastern men in the aftermath of 9/11.
That's the justification we hear, that, well, we've got to win the war on terrorism. Well, we believe you've got to win the war on terrorism, but we'd like to know at what point do we get our rights back? When do you say the war is over and, okay, we no longer have to discriminate against Muslims and Arabs and Middle Easterners?
Not yet, says Steve Camarada. He heads up the Center for Immigration Studies, a nonpartisan think tank that favors limiting immigration.
What we're really talking about here is enforcing U.S. immigration laws more vigorously on illegal aliens from the Middle East than illegal aliens from elsewhere. And I think that that makes sense, given the fact that Al-Qaeda is a foreign-based terrorist organization primarily composed of people from the Middle East.
Camarada argues through vigorous enforcement, terrorist attacks can be disrupted. He points to the case of Ahmed Rassam, who was picked up by federal agents at the U.S.-Canada border on the eve of the millennium.
After they found the explosives in his car, they then subsequently investigated his apartment and his phone records and thus uncovered people in Canada and the United States who were planning on disrupting millennium celebrations. And as a result, they disrupted that terrorist attack, and it only took one person.
Even if a few suspected terrorists have been apprehended through profiling, the American Civil Liberties Union says it isn't a justification for suspending due process. The group says the new guidelines invite racial profiling for vaguely defined reasons of national security, and they plan to lobby congressional lawmakers to draft federal legislation that could truly end the practice. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.